shocked that someone was carrying a knife that large. Never seen like a knife, someone carrying a knife like that. It could have done a lot of damage.
That is Laura Cornell, who is the owner of Laura's Coffee Corner. It's a coffee shop where in White Rock, where they had quite the incident this week where a man showed up, was yelling, and eventually pulled a knife. And the fact that a BC Liberal MLA, Eleanor Stricko, former police officer, was walking along there and about to go have a coffee, kind of changed everything. Now, I don't want to tell the whole story. I would prefer that we get the story directly. So, Eleanor Stricko joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sammy. Did you play Burton Cummings just for me? That's my favorite.
No, we actually played it just for me because I love it.
But oh my God, great song.
I'm so glad. I'm just a huge Burton Cummings fan in general. So I'm glad that it was good for you too. let's talk about what happened here. So could you set the scene for us? Like, what was going on here?
Actually, it was funny because I saw a clip from Laura that said it was a fluke that I was there. It was no fluke. I love Laura's Corner. They have great pastries. So I was actually there having a coffee and an almond croissant with my friend Jen. And, you know, sadly, an individual walked up, was talking on a phone, clearly in a mental health crisis, was yelling into the phone, started yelling at people sitting outside the cafe. There's a lovely little sitting area. And all of a sudden he pulled a knife out, a big hunting knife. And I actually had stood up and started walking towards him, but he actually dropped it. If you see the video, you see like I kind of do a little hop. I hopped onto the knife and then I just kicked it backwards. So honestly, it wasn't, he dropped the knife, thankfully. And I have to say, like, I had to explain that very carefully to my wife because she was like, oh my God, don't forget you have no tools. You're not a police officer anymore. So I wouldn't advise people to confront armed people if he hadn't fumbled the knife that he had been brandishing. I wouldn't have gotten that close to him because it would have been too dangerous.
Right. But your first instinct, though, which is pretty clear, was to walk into this situation, right?
It was. I have to, you know, I don't want to see anyone get hurt, including the individual who wasn't well. I don't want to see people get stabbed. And I think any police officer, whether they're still working or retired, will tell you that the training that we receive, you train your whole life to deal with these kinds of things and routinely do de-escalate situations and deal with people that have weapons. And so I think I was kind of joking around with Ahmad yesterday. I said, you can take the girl out of the police, but you can't take the police out of the girl. And I think
clearly,
you know, my training, you know, I want to try to de-escalate the situation and I don't want to see my, you know, neighbors and friends or anyone in the community get hurt. And, you know, so my first instinct was to try to talk to the guy, and then thankfully, like, he had waved the knife, he pulled it out. Like, that's the thing too, is that, you know, when you're dealing with someone who may be in a crisis, it's unpredictable. And so I had no indication before he pulled the knife out that it actually existed at all. And I think for all of us sitting there, it was quite surprising.
Right, but that's the thing, I think, is that we don't have that training. We don't all have that training. So a lot of us, I think, would feel very frightened in that moment. We would feel very helpless in that moment, not knowing what's about to happen. But also what scares us is the fact that this is happening. I mean, this was a normally like quiet little area of White Rock. And if it happens there, doesn't it feel like that it could happen anywhere?
Well, and I guess that's the thing. And, you know, initially when I thought, okay, I'll talk to Ahmad, I'll talk to media about it. My desire actually was to sort of highlight the fact that we actually have very insufficient mental health support. The real issue for me isn't the whole knife thing, is, you know, it's an interesting story and everything, but the real issue for me is that here we had a mother who was desperate to receive help for her adult son. He clearly has, it was not a drug induced thing as far as I could tell. I didn't see any symptoms of, you know, or symptomology of intoxication. This is someone who appeared to have a mental health issue, and the fact that it had to come to a crisis where we have an individual waving a knife, you know, traumatizing people in the community, he must have been in severe distress too. Like, as frightening as it is for people to have a knife pulled on them, it's hard to imagine what the person who's actually in crisis might be experiencing, some type of severe anxiety or fear within themselves to do that kind of behavior. And it's really sad and terrible that we have so many people apparently right now walking around on the street feeling that they're not getting the help that they need. And then we have, particularly in situations where we have adult children and parent caregivers, it's really difficult for them to receive help. So, you know, hearing from the mom saying, you know, good, I'm glad the police are coming because I cannot get help. I need help for my son. That's not the first time I've heard that. But, you know, I'm really, really, one of the things I think is great, and I went over to the North Shore with Corinne Kirkpatrick and we visited the Canadian Mental Health Association, and they have a civilian team that goes into the community to try to help people before a crisis. So before it escalates to something like what happened outside of Laura's, we really need to see more of that to help direct people into services, to help provide supports for families before it gets to a situation that's dangerous for the public and for the person who has the mental health issue.
Oh, that's very true. Listen, thank you for telling us about it today. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate the Burton Cummings. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And if you get a chance to go to Laura's, it's not a dangerous place.
I will definitely stop there next time I'm out that way, which is actually fairly often. So, Eleanor, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, Cindy.
That's Eleanor Sturko, BC Liberal MLA and the Mental Health Addiction Recovery Critic for the party, talking about a situation that unfolded at a quiet coffee shop in White Rock where a man clearly in mental health distress pulled out a large hunting knife. Customers were there. They were alarmed. Eleanor Sturko was there. And she, as you know, a lot of us, I'd be frozen. I wouldn't know what to do. But she stepped forward to try to de-escalate the situation. When the man dropped the knife, she stepped on it, pushed it out of the way, and managed to, you know, get everything under control. Police arrived. But it was a scary, scary situation. And as, you know, we were talking about is people shouldn't be put in that situation. That man shouldn't be put in that situation. He needs help, clearly. And we obviously need to do better when it comes to getting people the help that they need to. If you want to weigh in, Simi at cknw.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.